That is Wolves at the Gate. It's called Asleep on your Friday edition of the Morning Overload. 8:35 is the time. John Walden hanging out. As always, grateful for you. I love you. I appreciate you. And always remember, it's ministry first here at Revocation Radio. So if you've got something going on in life and you need to just let it out, or if you've got a prayer request, if you've got a praise report, man, we love some praise reports. For real, get those to us, okay? We want to hear from you. 805 to text us, or you can email the prayer request specifically to prayers@myrevradio.com. Please feel free to do that as we come together. You know, we want to shout it from the rooftops what God is doing in your life and the beautiful things that he's making happen. Or if you're going through something and you need to rely on somebody to pray for you, I promise you that. I promise you that we will take that time and pray for you, okay? This hour dedicated to our friend, Miss Angela Hayes. Well, I say Mrs. Angela Hayes. I know Roger's listening. Roger's like, hey, she's not a Ms. She's a Mrs. She's mine. So, Roger, I know you're listening in. I know you're proud of the wifey as she comes on. And what's fun with Angela is the dry humor. And then, you know, you get the straight face and then you get the smile. And that's always a good time. So we can definitely relate to that and the sarcasm. The sarcasm has been thick this morning. So, Bauman, that's not a slight towards you. Yeah. He has no idea. What sarcasm?
He came in especially to hear me this morning.
That's what it was. I mean, I was impressed. I was like, okay. So we need to have, you know, awesome guests more often, and Bauman may show up early. I don't know.
It's probably true.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, so anyway, you know, I keep telling him that we just need to put a microphone in there, you know, because I know he doesn't want to walk all the way in here, you know, take those 10 steps and get in front of one of these microphones, but nonetheless. All right, so Angela Hayes of Angela Hayes Counseling hanging out this morning as, you know, yeah, that's a good place for her to work. Wow.
I provide a lot of support in this office.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. We're going to have a session when this is over with, I think.
Group.
Oh, my goodness. So, Angela's here, and you always, you know, something we were talking off the air, and you kind of wonder sometimes, how does somebody go down the path of being a counselor, and how do you cope as a counselor with hearing all of these people's issues and what they're going through, and how do you not, you know, allow it to be a burden in your own personal life? And I know some people can't differentiate between those sometimes, and they kind of have to get out of it. But for you, Angela, I would love to hear your story and your path to becoming a counselor and ultimately your testimony for all of this.
Well, John, it took a long time for me to realize that that this was my calling. I went through a terrible period of my life before deciding to become a counselor. And I myself went through depression and anxiety, and somebody referred me to counseling, and I really bonded with my counselor, and she really helped me through a really tough period of my life. And I had a lot of friends and family as support, but it wasn't the same. She offered me a non-judgmental, non-biased view on how to get through what I was dealing with. Well, I went years and years and working in the same job, and I realized that the job was actually bringing about a lot of my stress and my depressed feelings. And finally, one day somebody said, Angela, you know, you're a really good listener. You provide some really sound guidance. And have you thought about going into counseling? And I said, you know, I had thought about it. I just hadn't thought about pursuing it. So I decided to start looking into schools, and I got into the school that I chose right away. And then everything, God just started planting people in my life, like my supervisors that I've had in the counseling field, all the way down to the other employees that I worked with when I was doing my internship. It was just amazing how God worked it all out. And then he found me the office space I'm in. I'm in a great location. And he's brought me the clients that I have that I'm serving today. And I believe it's all because God wants those people to see me as their counselor. It's planned that way. And it's pretty amazing.
Amen. Amen. So just a little taste there. Again, having your own struggles. It's always cool when, I mean, even as an adult, you know, it's like kids get influenced by a baseball player. They get influenced by a rock star or something like that. But as an adult, you're like, hold on, this job is not good for me. I've got to do something. And the change that this counselor made in my life helped me take this path. So now as you are counseling, now I want to make something clear, and we said this earlier too. She is not, quote, a Christian counselor. She is a Christian that is a counselor. Okay, I just want you to know that. This is not strictly Christian counseling. You have people that they're in the right moment. Sure, you can share faith with them. But overall, you, like you were saying, you're non-biased. You have no agenda here. You're listening, and you're just trying to help. And that's a beautiful thing.
And faith only, a faith comes into it when they bring it in. That is the difference between Christian counseling and secular counseling. With the state of Alabama, I can't bring religion or I can't mention God in a session. But they, if they do, then I can bring in that relationship I have with Christ.
Cool. Very cool. So there are a lot of parameters to it and different stipulations and things of that nature. But if you have anything going on and, you know, getting some messages saying great job and, you know, this is so needed and stuff like that. I mean, I love hearing stuff like that. So whatever it is that you may be dealing with, you need to talk it out. Like that's, you know, let me take that path with you, Angela. How dangerous is it to internalize and then, you know, where is that breaking point for people? How often do you see people, you know, because like me, I'm a very easygoing, having a good time. I internalize a lot of times and it'll be months down the road and my wife will say one thing and she'll take something out on me and it all just, you know, word vomit just comes out and it's bad. And so I've been better about saying, hey, you know, you really hurt my feelings in this moment right here, like talking about that. How often do you see people that over internalize and just how dangerous is that?
Well, I see them daily because so many people have internalized for years, especially in relationships, that what you just shared happens, that their spouse or friend might say one thing and they just might explode everything that they've been holding on to. So what I do is I encourage people that, especially in relationships, that if the person says something that is hurtful, to let them know, hey, what I heard you just say, it sounded kind of hurtful to me. And let that person know, because many times a person doesn't know that they are saying anything hurtful to them.
Right, right.
So I think making them aware of it so that they can be mindful of it is important. It's very dangerous to hold your feelings in for that long because you do have a tendency to explode at any given time. So sharing your feelings, and people can help you with that, especially if you're married or you have a significant other. They can promote you to talk about things like, tell me something that made you smile today. Tell me something that really made you just laugh till your belly hurt. Tell me something that was really struck you as thought-provoking today. Or you can gauge those conversations and get people to try to open up a little more, especially, you know, when you have somebody that does not like to share their feelings.
And for as long as you've been doing it now, what, it's right around 5 years, is that right?
I began in going back to school in 2010, mm-hmm. started an internship in 2013.
Gotcha, okay.
And started my private, stayed with the same internship site and worked, and then started my own practice in 2015.
Very cool, very cool. So with the things that you've seen, just learning a lot, but what I love about counseling in particular is something that I've always believed for a long time, is that as humans, regardless of status or whatnot, God's made us all to be connected.
Yes.
And when we relate and allow each other to communicate properly and in a safe kind of manner, mm-hmm. great things happen and great things come out. And counseling, I think, is a large fruit of that. You know what I mean?
And that is where building rapport with and building relationship, it's all about relationship. If you build a relationship with somebody, they want to share with you. They want to open up. And that's where it's so important as a counselor that when somebody walks into my office that I make them feel comfortable and safe, and I start building that relationship immediately. Even if at the end if they stay with me for a long period of time or it's just a short period of time in counseling, the relationship has to be there or they will not want to or feel comfortable about sharing their innermost thoughts
Absolutely.
With me.
Absolutely. So whatever it is that you're dealing with, if you have a question or anything, you kind of want to open some dialogue with Angela. If you want to be confidential off the air, that's perfectly fine. No problem there whatsoever. You can call into the show, 205-402-4267. And even though the segments may be over at 9 o'clock, I do want you to know that Angela's going to be hanging out. We're doing some other stuff here in the studio of talking and hanging out and stuff like that. So she'll probably be here till about 10 o'clock. So maybe you're not able to get to the phone or anything right now in this time, but you have a break coming up during the 9 o'clock hour and you want to call us, please do that. 205-402-4267. Now, we're not doing a whole session here, but if you have a question for Angela and you kind of want, you know, a quick thought, maybe her to kind of give some guidance on the direction that she's taken before with similar situations, she can do that. You can also text in a question if you want us to address it on the air, 805-2-TEXT-US. That's 805-283-9887. Angela Hayes Counseling, licensed professional counselor in studio this hour on The Morning Overload.